living history at its best. In October of 2015, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton producer Jeffrey Seller, the Gilder Lehrman Institute, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the New York City Department of Education announced an educational partnership that provides 20,000 New York City Title I public school students with the opportunity to see Hamilton on Broadway.
I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties of sorrow. The first time I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not going to wait my shot.
But before students get their shot to see the show, their teachers guide them through a hands-on classroom studies program using Gilder Lehrman Institute resources to introduce the students to the people, events, and documents of the founding era.
Well, it's a miracle. What Lin Miranda has given us and the whole team that have produced Hamilton, it's astonishing. It's the most important thing in American theater, but also in American history and potentially in American education in 40 or 50 years.
Jim Basker, president of the Gilder Lehrman Institute, one of the partners responsible for the learning program, is beaming with pride backstage of the Richard Rogers Theater.
We're seeing kids excited about the founding era, about making it their own, kids who never thought of the founding era as something that had to do with them. And we're seeing them not only interested, but passionate about it and giving it voice in their own musical and verbal languages. And being in touch with the founding, I think, is going to make these kids mindful citizens. I think we are going to change the chemistry of a whole generation of kids through the effect of this show.
The students from New York and most recently four high schools in New Jersey learn how Miranda incorporated primary sources into the songs he wrote for the show and used that knowledge to produce their own performance pieces.
Hey, how's it down there? This is a letter from your wife, your great advisor.
Aaliyah Cortez is from the Bronx Lab School. She's one of the lucky students who gets to perform her original song at the Richard Rogers Theater.
Yo, okay, what's up? We women tend not to feel represented. I don't mean to sound prophetic, but I think it's time we change the rhetoric. John Adams, for crying out loud, tell us other delegates what this country really about. Educate our women, because it's definitely needed. We are just as smart as men, it's time you finally see it. If other men, well, some men have a choice, it's time you finally give our women a voice. When you write down these laws.
My teacher, he gave us the document that that we got from the Hamilton Education Program. With those documents, I picked the John Adams one. And when I was reading it, I was like, okay, as a woman, I feel the same way. Like, you know, I want to be represented too. So I just like saw how determined she was in order for him to get his point across and for her to get her point across. So I decided, like, you know, let me just make this out of a song.
So tell me about the Hamilton Education Program. What have you learned?
Well, I think it's a lot about learning about the country's history, because I feel like it's very important. And just learning that there were other founding fathers a part of it. And I know that for me, when I heard about Hamilton, which was years ago, I didn't even know who Hamilton was. And he's on $10 bills, so I was like, wow, okay. But it gives us a wake-up call to show that, like, this country did not grow overnight, that it happened over a course of time. And at first it wasn't perfect, and it still isn't perfect by me. We're getting there.
All right, all right, all right. Come on, Miss Cortez. Let's give it up for her.
All of the performers on this afternoon are nervous, but display a determination to succeed in front of their peers. There are 18 high schools represented in the audience. Brandon Ruffini of Life Academy High School for Film and Music has been rapping for several years. This one is about the Boston Tea Party.
What's a tea? What's a tea? What's a tea? We're not throwing shade, we just throw it in the sea. What's a tea? What's a tea? What's a tea? We're not throwing shade, we just throw it in the sea. Great Britain, why you taxing our tea? Great Britain, why you hate the colonies? What's the tea? What's the tea? What's the tea? We're not throwing shade, we just throw it in the sea. If you hate the red coats, then let's get to wrecking. We shaping our future like we are the Jetsons.
Ruffini, who left the stage after doing a backflip, credits the Smash musical for helping him and other young people learn more about history and the arts and introducing them to Broadway theater.
I feel that it's the touch with hip-hop culture. So Broadway kind of grew up with all the older generations, and I feel like Lin-Manuel really brought it back to the kids by putting hip-hop and rap into it, which attracted the young kids. It's really just art. Like, even the songs itself, like, if you really listen to the lyrics, everything just kind of, like, fits together and flows, and it tells a story. And, like, even in today's rap music, you don't get that on the radio. It's usually just a bunch of mumble-jumble stuff, but he really put together the story and really set up, like, all the words, and they all, sometimes it's, like, really good wordplay with it.
Lexi Ned is about to go on stage, and she's trying to control her emotions. She's about to break out in tears. She's so nervous.
This show is amazing, and the performances, I've never seen anything like it. So I'm lucky, as you said, to be able to be on the stage as them as well, and to see them perform live so close to the stage.
Hey, hey! Manhattan Pathways to Graduation! Come on, we got Lexi Ned and Chastity Carter.
Honoring my father. My father, Alexander Hamilton, was the best man I've ever met. He encouraged me to always be successful. He said my birth was attended with all the omens of future greatness. On Independence Day, George Eckert took it upon himself to badmouth my father. To my knowledge, I know my father is none of those things. I felt angry and came to my father's defense. My friend and I approached Eka and loudly ridiculed him. I said to him, how can you judge my father if you have never met him? We both exchanged words, ending it all in an agreement to a duel. If I win, it will prove I was right about my father. All the adrenaline came rushing in. As we both raised our pistols, Eka shot me above my right hip. At that moment, I felt the honor in my heart. After my passing, I was buried on a stormy day. My father could barely keep himself together due to the grief of my death. I knew he was proud that I honored him, but he was broken down at the fact that I couldn't fulfill the omens of his future greatness.
The impressive actor who is currently playing Hamilton's son Philip in the musical, Anthony Lee Medina, was part of a panel of Hamilton performers who participated in a talkback segment with the high schoolers.
So this is always asked, what prompted you to become an actor?
I started in high school choir, and somebody heard me sing and was like, hey, we need boys for the musical, and I was like, nah. And then I joined, and I was the only boy, and it was really fun. So then it kind of just kept happening, and then out of nowhere, we were 9 shows a year, and I had no idea what to do at college, so I was like, let's be an actor. And it worked out.
The musical Hamilton inspired Neil Thomas and two others from Pathways to Graduation to come up with the Hamilton Burr Duel Rap.
Well, me and my colleagues, we're gonna perform a rap battle. So I'll be playing the part of Aaron Burr, and my colleague Lemuel, he'll be playing the part of Alexander Hamilton, and Kiwan will be like his sidekick, you know?
I didn't want to say anything, but you two guys, you're leading me to say something. Have you ever sat and started wondering what the world maybe think of you and him? Because that's a sin. I know you know just what I mean. I know you all in team. You will never catch me in your scheme. I think I put the shutter for your spleen. You're the reason I'm not up top. Without you, I could have been cashed out. I could be making money with George now. All of a sudden, you just stepped up. You came in here and messed things up. Because of your actions, I'm blocked out. I'll put a stop to this right now because from today on, it's lights out.
Oh, it's very emotional.
Ron Nash is a senior fellow with the Gilder Lehrman Institute. He's part of the education team, providing resources and writing curriculum, as well as leading workshops for teachers and students.
Every time I come to a performance, it's not unusual at the end of the at the end of the day to watch kids walking out of the theater with tears in their eyes. So it's very powerful.
Nash admits he's a Jazz and WBGO fan. Jazz is very much a part of the Hamilton soundtrack, as discussed during the talkback. Jenny Harney is the versatile standby actress for all three Skylar sisters in Hamilton.
Music is integral to the integrity of our entire nation. You know, things like jazz. You know what I mean? Yes. Things like jazz. Talk about things like strange fruit. Talk about a time in our history. You know what I'm saying? It chronicles the things that have happened. Things like Negro spirituals that talk about the times in the fields. You know what I'm saying? Or gospel music even. Or rock and roll. Like everything is chronicling our history and the things that were happening in society at the time. So I think it's extremely important that we use our art to share information and knowledge of what's happening in the present time, because eventually it becomes what? History, right?
Democracy Prep Harlem High School was in the house doing exactly that, with students Sky Nunez, Adrian Vasquez, and Barry Osman Abdullah performing a satirical skit based on what would happen in their minds if President Donald Trump met George Washington and Alexander Hamilton.
Wait a minute, who are you?
I'm Alexander Hamilton.
I had a feeling you would come.
Oh, really?
No. I was expecting Hillary.
She's a loser. I'm a winner.
A winner? A winner who can't follow through on his promises?
Listen, I'm afraid the end is upon us. Listen. I spent 8 long years in this office.
Look at me. I'm loved and admired. Know the apprentice?
No.
You're fired.
Trump, a storm is coming.
Stormy Daniels? What? Why?
A storm you're very familiar with.
Hamilton, you should be writing this.
Oh.
Put America first, my friend.
Make America great again.
Yes.
I wish the liberals would disappear. Look at my African-American here.
I thought I told you to listen. Keep it neutral. Don't break tradition.
Who says I don't keep tradition?
A businessman turned politician?
Keep it civil, not a war.
Keep it civil, a civil war?
Trump, I don't think people like you.
Says who? Fake news. The people is with me, I'm their refuge.
Trump, based on my knowledge, you only won because of Electoral College.
The president of the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History, Jim Basker.
It's a program that will run for 5 years. We're doing this educational program not only here in New York, but in Chicago, and with two touring companies of Hamilton, one that started in San Francisco and one that began in Seattle. So by the end of this program, in the course of 5 years, 250,000 kids who are Title I students in Title I schools will have had the curricular experience of what our program does, and then the opportunity to perform their acts and see Hamilton. Some of the student acts say everything. We had an African-American girl in Chicago go on stage. She's from Garland Park, a really terrible, crime-ridden neighborhood. This kid got on stage, and out of her mouth came a gospel choir voice singing George Washington at Valley Forge, singing the blues. Now, if an African-American girl from Chicago can relate to George Washington's suffering at Valley Forge, we're doing something magical here. That girl is now a freshman at McAllister College pre-med. So her life and her work and her creativity are all the expression of impact that we need to see.
The four New Jersey high schools that participated this time around, Bloomfield Tech High School, John E. Dwyer Technology Academy in Elizabeth, Marist High School in Bayonne, and Metz Charter School in Jersey City. For more information about the Hamilton Education Program, you can go to gilderlehrman.org.